بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد, our brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to do His dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to make His dhikr, to remember Him, and He said, verily, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beneficial for the believers. I remind myself and you to reflect on this and to think about, first of all, what is the meaning of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then to think about what are the effects of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How does it benefit us? I'm not talking about the benefit in the akhirah, that is there, alhamdulillah, inshallah, al-musta'an. I'm talking about benefits in this dunya itself. It is the nature of the human being that he does things which give him a direct payoff, not something which does not give any benefit, or he feels it does not give any benefit immediately, but in the future something will happen. That is not sustainable. It may happen for some time, but later on people give up. So we need to have benefit in this dunya itself. We need to understand what that is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to make dhikr, and Allah said in this doing this dhikr is beneficial for the believers. Now, what is the benefit of dhikr? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, purely in a worldly sense, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Take just this one thing. Allah said, verily, in the dhikr of Allah is itminan al-qalb, is peace of mind, is tranquility, is safety, is contentment, is lack of anxiety, lack of stress. If you think about us, ourselves, our life, what is the ultimate goal behind all our effort? Why do you send children to school? Why do you study? Why do you do business? Why do you earn? Why do you want political power and authority? For what? At the end of that, all of this is for what? All of this is for one reason only, which is peace of mind. You want safety. You want to surround yourself with material and with influence and with wealth, because you feel this will isolate you and this will insulate you from the troubles of the world. If I have enough money, it will save me. If I have enough political power, it will save me. If I have enough health, it will save me, and so on, right? This is the reason. At the end of the day, nobody earns money to look at his checkbook every, or his bank book every day and feel happy about how many zeros there are, you know, after the digits. That's not the reason, right? It may make you happy, but that's not the reason why you are earning. Nobody wants political power to simply sit somewhere. All of this, everything we do is for one reason only, which is for peace of mind. Comfort. I don't want anxiety. I don't want stress. I don't want to worry tomorrow what will happen. I don't care what happens. I am big enough to sustain it. That is the thing which we like to have. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that your wanting this is natural. That is instinctive. But where you are searching for it is not where it is. Where is it? It is in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. not in anything of this dunya. Itminan of the qalb, peace of mind, contentment, tranquility is in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what is the meaning of remembering Allah? Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means to remember the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Technically speaking, if you look at the linguistic meaning, you cannot remember something which has not happened. So when we say dhikr and we say remembrance, how do you remember something which has never happened? I can remember what happened before. I can remember what happened yesterday, day before yesterday, 100 years ago, if I have that much of life and memory. But how can I remember? If you tell me remember tomorrow, how can I? It's linguistically not possible. How can you remember tomorrow? Remember the meeting with Allah. How do you remember that? So effectively, when we are saying remember, we mean talk about it. Zikr in the meaning of, or the sense of, not remembrance, but in the sense of mentioning. Because that's another meaning of the word zikr. We mention something. So mentioning and talking about the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The meaning of dhikr therefore is not remembrance as in remembering a past event, but as in mentioning the dhikr, the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is very important because psychologically speaking, that which we mention is alive. I don't mean that material life, I mean alive in our minds, in our hearts, in our conversation, in our thinking, in our estimation, in our, you know, making decisions and so on and so forth. What we talk about is alive. What we don't talk about dies. It's no longer there. Even though it may be there, but we forget it. And that is the reason why it is mentioned, it is important to keep on talking about the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now just think about, for example, if I ask you to think instantly now, who is in your mind just now? Right. Is your grandfather in your mind? Now he came because I told you grandfather. Those you don't mention, they disappear from, even though your grandfather might be alive. He's not necessarily dead. Might be alive. But you're not thinking because that is not your daily mention. The ones you mention every day, your friends, maybe your spouses or children or whoever, good and bad. I mean, this is not necessary that every memory has to be good. In this world, we have both. People have real value and nuisance value. I mean, both of these are values. But we remember them because on a daily basis. Whereas those people we don't mention, those people we don't talk about, they go away from our mind. They're not there anymore. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to monitor ourselves and say, how many times do I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day? Actually carry a notepad in your pocket. Every time you think about Allah, make a note. Just make a tick. Every time you talk to Allah, make a tick. Every time you make dua, make a tick. Because that will give you an idea about how many times you remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not saying necessarily you have to recite some ayat of the Quran and so on. No. Anytime the thought of Allah comes in your mind, make a tick. If you do that because you're carrying the notebook in your pocket and you're making ticks, it won't be a very ideal result, but it will be something. It will, you know, help you to remember. Because if you are not conscious of that, then you tend to forget. Second thing is monitor conversations. When we are with our friends, when we are with our family, when we are sitting around the table for dinner, right? Whenever you're driving somewhere with your family in the car, you're driving somewhere with your friends in your car, colleagues in your car, do we mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Simple things, for example, how many times do you use the word inshallah? I will meet you, I will do this, I will do that, do we say inshallah? So this inshallah is remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So factoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our lives to say, do I remember, do I mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu? So the remembrance of Allah is the meeting with Allah. Now, why is that meeting important? How is that going to give us tranquility? Because if I remember that I am going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously my life, the way I live it, what I say, what I do, will be in the context of that meeting. If I believe that I am going to meet Allah, and I mention that often in my conversation, then all my actions and all my speech will be affected by that. I am going to meet Allah, therefore what? Shall I do this? Shall I not do that? Shall I say this? Shall I not say this? Because I am remembering, I have to meet Allah. So if I have to meet Allah, and then I have to bad talk, I feel like I need to bad talk somebody, then should I do that? I am going to meet Allah, but my earning is haram. I have got interest-based earnings. How much longer am I going to stay with that? Allah will test you, believe me. If we don't remember Allah, Allah will make us remember Him. Please understand this very clearly. If we do not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our zikr of Allah, is to remember the meeting with Him, is to make dua to Him, is to thank Him, is to be grateful to Him, is to tell Him our woes and our problems. If we don't do this, then Allah will force us to do it by bringing calamities on our heads through accidents, through illnesses, through pain, through suffering, through loss. Allah will make us do it. Don't invite that. Do not invite that on yourself. And this is the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that. This is not punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah is that He forces you to remember Him. Even though it's painful for you, you turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make tawbah, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah wanted to punish you, and again, none of this is my invention. I'm giving you the dalail from the Quran for this. If Allah wants to punish you, Allah will do what He said in Surah Al-An'am. Allah said, when they exceed in kufr, when they exceed in rebellion, what does Allah do? فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah will give them more. Allah opens on them the doors of everything. Allah will not give them pain and suffering. Allah will not force them to remember Him. Allah enables them, allows them to become even more forgetful until they will be caught. Baghtatan, Allah said they will be caught instantly in a very harsh way. Fahum mublisun, and they will be broken in spirit. They will not even get time to make tawbah. So the best thing to avoid all of this is remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible, continuously talk about the greatness of Allah, talk about, make shukr. Even if there is any problem, never bring any word of complaint on your tongue. Never. And if you and I have been living in some kind of, ghaflat, in some kind of forgetfulness, and then if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us online through some, slapping on the wrist, recognize it for what it is. It's not punishment. This is to bring you back. وَلَنُزِقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that they will return to us. Thank Allah for that. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And straighten yourself. Immediately make istighfar and tawbah. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because a day will come when these slaps on the wrist will not happen. And you will say, هَذَا مِن فَضْلِ رَبِّي. No. هَذَا مِن غَضَبِ رَبِّي. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. When you are engaged in the disobedience of Allah and you find that you are not getting slaps on the wrist and you find that you are getting more and more opportunity to disobey, this is a sign that the azab of Allah has already started and that the doors of hidayah have been shut for you and that you are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without the opportunity of making tawbah. So that you go straight into Jahannam. May Allah forgive us and may Allah protect us from this. Again, as I told you, read Surah Al-An'am, read the ayat of Surah Al-An'am. I am not making this up. Read the ayat of Surah Al-An'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. And what I just told you is the tashri' of this ayah which Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi gave to somebody who asked him the same question. He said what I just said. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us engaged with Him and with remembering and making dhikr and mentioning and talking about our meeting with Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who He said, يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةِ. Those who look forward to this meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who look forward to the Day of Judgment. وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Who are these people who make lot of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
As supplement to yesterday's Fajr reminder about Yawmul Ashura, I think I said on one or two occasions 10th of Ramadan instead of 10th of Muharram. Obviously, I'm sure you understand that's a slip of the tongue, but just to make sure that there is no misunderstanding. Yawmul Ashura is 10th of Muharram, not 10th of Ramadan.
وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.